There is a book I want to highlight by Lauren Drane called Banished. And I would like everybody to at least think about using their credits on this book. Or if you have extra money and you want to understand some Christian fundamentalists. Because sometimes we tend to think that only other religions are fundamentalists. So I'm gonna bring you the summary. So I hope you take the time to download the book.
You've likely heard of the Westboro Baptist Church. Perhaps you've seen their pickets on the news, the members holding signs with messages that are too offensive to copy here, protesting at events such as the funerals of soldiers, the 9-year-old victim of the recent Tuscan shooting, and Elizabeth Edwards, all in front of their grieving families. The WBC is fervently anti-gay, anti-Semitic, and anti-practically everything and everyone, and they aren't going anywhere. In March, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the WBC's right to picket funerals. Since no organized religion will claim affiliation with the WBC, it's perhaps more accurate to think of them as a cult. Lauren Drane was thrust into that cult at the age of 15 and then spat back out again 7 years later. Banished is the first look into the organization, as well as a fascinating story of adaptation and perseverance. Lauren spent her early years enjoying a normal life with her family in Florida, but when her formerly liberal and secular father set out to produce a documentary about the WBC, his detached interest gradually evolved into fascination, and he moved the entire family to Kansas to join the church and live on their compound. Over the next 7 years, Lauren fully assimilated their extreme beliefs and became a member of the church and an active and vocal picketer. But as she matured and began to challenge some of the church's tenets, she was unceremoniously cast out from the church and permanently cut off from her family and from everyone else she knew and loved. Banished is the story of Lauren's fight to find herself amidst dramatic changes in a world of extremists and in a life of exile. Mm-hmm.